Logan and Rebel use an embarrassing amount of F-bombs. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, get ready. Get ready, guys. Get ready.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat their cheeks.
Beat those cheeks.
They're all scared of my music. They're terrified of my friends. They all run and take cover like a big storm's coming in. Better lock up your liquor and keep your women mean. Better find you a basement. It's the worst storm you ever seen.
Oh, hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lifting Glass Podcast. I'm your host, Logan Pyatt.
And I'm Rebel.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Cuck.
You better not be sick, man. You sound poopy.
I'm sick. I am sick. I had to go get a paper towel so I have something to wipe my nose with.
What about these Kleenexes? No good?
I assume
no
since,
bueno.
I assume since they're yours and I'm sick, you didn't want me to touch them.
No, that's what they're for, man, because obviously One of us at all times is sick down here. I feel great, so you knew it had to be you.
You look great. I don't feel that good. Just plugged up. So then I don't sleep that well. You get it.
If I get this back, the sickness, I'm going to be TO'd.
I don't think that's how sicknesses work. You can't get the same sickness back unless I mutated it.
No, some you can definitely get back because you don't really ever.
I'm surprised you even get sick. You just told me you can see in the dark.
Yeah, man, night vision.
You don't have night vision.
I certainly do have night vision. Now, not what you're thinking of traditionally, like I don't just see in green, right?
Right.
But everything becomes illuminated to me once my eyes adjust.
Everything.
I do need a little bit of light.
Of course you do.
You know, like light coming from somewhere off in the distance.
And you say this is a blue eye thing, yet I've got...
Well, I thought it was proven that people with blue eyes have better night vision than... People with them little stinker eyes and stuff.
It's pretty, I mean, safe to say I probably have the bluest eyes out of anybody you know.
I don't know, man. They look like shit right now.
Yeah.
Your eyes are all glossy and red.
Plugged
up. They
look
irritated. They look itchy.
I am irritated.
No, not you. Your eyes.
Oh.
They look silly.
Thank you.
You have silly eyes.
Yeah, didn't even get drunk. Went to bed at a decent time.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know.
On a Monday, of all things.
Killing it.
For those of you who don't know, this is a Tuesday morning last minute crunch episode. We've been busy.
7:30 in the morning.
It is early, yeah.
We're gonna have a drink before 8.
It's possible.
It's probable.
Wow.
I'd say guaranteed. Hey, speaking of night vision, have you ever heard the story about when the original night vision came out in the 60s?
I am the original of it, night vision.
You weren't around the 60s.
That's true. 80s, baby.
Barely.
All of them.
But the original night vision came out during Vietnam, and it was red. And our soldiers got to where they were just shooting at nothing. They thought they saw demons and shit because this red night vision.
That's true.
Yeah, so the helicopters and the gunnies and anybody who was wearing this red night vision, they were just like shooting out into space because they thought that demons and shit were trying to get them.
You think that's when curfew started?
So that's why I switched.
I think the villages in Vietnam started the national curfew, you know, because now curfew's just something you do.
Yeah.
You think it all started back then in the NAM? Because if you were out after dark, there's a good chance that soldiers were just going to shoot you because they thought you were demons.
I don't think that there was any rules in NAM except for shooting at demons.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely the way the movie's portrayed. Anyways.
You really never heard that before?
It's not ringing a bell.
Huh.
Wonder why it was red.
I don't know. That's just, I mean, they had to start with the color.
Demons,
so
huh?
So they went with red, but yeah, there's demons. The original night vision. Let's see if you pop up.
That'd be spooky.
Let's see if you pop up here. Original night vision goggles.
I could just foresee that's the way curfews were invented.
Oh, it was used in World War II.
There you go. That's a good little fact. Just spewing bullshit so early.
They're mounted on Panther tanks, introduced in 1939. What?
Let me guess. You saw a reel. created by some slob in his mom's basement. And you're like, yeah, that sounds right to me. Is that pretty close?
Vietnam Red Night Vision. I'm going to prove this to you. I didn't make this up. Spiritual night vision goggles.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Here you go, boys. Put on the spiritual night vision goggles.
Where are you at on that?
Here's your white noise boxes. Go look for ghosts. I thought we were in a war, boss. No. War on spirits.
I hope I didn't make all that up. I don't think I did.
I think you probably dreamed it when you're on melatonin.
I did take melatonin last night.
I did too. I've been taking it like every night just to help me fall asleep.
Does it help you?
Yeah, it does help me fall asleep most times. Sometimes it has no effect. I can't figure it out, but sometimes it you can definitely tell you get groggy, which is good.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you take NyQuil.
I usually try not to take NyQuil.
Really?
Yeah.
I love NyQuil.
Well, you should never take it if you've had any drinks that day.
Because the Tylenol?
Yeah.
For your liver?
Yeah. And it doesn't, it only takes like a couple drinks.
Really?
You got to be careful.
Huh.
So rarely do I find a time.
I don't think one NyQuil night would fuck you up, right?
You should not take NyQuil if you've been drinking, period. Or anything with acetaminophen in it.
I know a guy.
There's no way around that rule.
I know a guy in college that used to mix NyQuil with his booze.
Yeah, he's probably on a transplant list right now.
Full transparency, it was me.
Oh, you should be on a transplant list right now.
Yeah, I know I should be.
No, you're playing with fire anytime you mix alcohol with acetaminophen.
I wasn't the only one, but I mean, I had a couple drinks like that.
You're making, what is that? What kind of version of Sis syrup is that?
I don't know. It was.
Did you just think you were making Sis syrup?
It was just usually vodka, Sprite, and then you put in a splash of NyQuil, though.
You know when the boys make their Sis syrup, their purple drink.
Did you sound any whiter saying that?
The purple drink.
Sis syrup. Sis syrup.
It's sipping on some Sis syrup.
What are you guys on that Sis syrup? That sister syrup?
Sis syrup.
Sis syrup.
Nah. I have a different accent. Anyway.
Red hair and your blue eyes.
That's the cough medicine with codeine in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. NyQuil, not sure what you're doing there.
Well, we didn't have anything with codeine in it.
Right.
But Lil Wayne was doing it.
Right. He wasn't doing NyQuil, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what you guys were doing.
He's drinking lean.
You guys are like the PG version.
Where are you at on this?
Is that a stain?
I think so.
Or did you just get wet?
I think it's a stain.
I'm in. Nice thigh stain, man.
Thank you. But it looks like I got a unit, huh?
What are you thinking of those pants?
I love them.
What? How long did you give me crap for Duluth?
These aren't Duluth.
Oh, those aren't?
No, these are
Duluth. I thought all you wore was Duluth now.
I've got a lot of pairs of Duluth. These are Duck Camp.
Those look like Duluth Dry on the Flies.
No, these are Duck Camps.
What you need to do this summer is go Duluth Dry on the Fly Pants.
Yeah?
Holy macaroni.
What do you mean?
That's what they're called.
I know, but...
Like right now, you're in the fire hose flexes.
Yeah.
Great pants.
Too hot for summer, though.
Right. And so you go dry on the fly.
Okay.
That's what you see me wearing during the summers when I'm in my long sleeve shirts and those pants.
Yeah?
They're like wearing air.
Whoa.
Like, it's instantly dry.
It's like wearing somebody else's skin.
Some would say they dry on the fly.
So, I mean, you can't get wet in them?
You can get wet, but then you immediately get dry.
Just that quick?
Boom, on the fly.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
But no, they're just so light, and they're probably like, those Duck Camps look like similar.
Are they stretchy?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I got to have them stretchy.
Yeah.
Because you never know when I'm doing high kicks.
Which is quite regular.
I know.
When you're feeling better.
When I'm not feeling like this.
I can't believe you don't have night vision. That's disappointing. Nobody. You just lost, like, when the lights go out? Are you just I heard you back there like a fumbling idiot in the back room. You were like, poof, oh, God. Like, you running into stuff.
I ran into a chair because it's pitch black back there.
It's not pitch black. That's what I'm saying. You see our high-dollar curtains here covering the doorways?
Yeah.
There's a foot at the bottom of each of them that allow light into the room behind us.
I'm going to write something on a piece of paper. I want you to go in there and you read it to me. From 6 feet away.
Well, that seems extreme.
Why? If you
read, I can't read writing from 6 feet away in the light. It just seems like one of them bogus tests that people do to prove their point.
I'll just put a number on it. How's that sound?
How about you put a glow stick back there and I'll tell you where it's at. In the dark. Hot shot.
You're so dumb. You can't see in the dark. You don't have night vision.
Actually, I do. I used to, of an evening, if I was bored when I lived in town.
This is going to be horse shit, isn't it?
No, but you could just drive around the golf cart course on your golf cart.
Yeah.
No lights. I mean, you had the moon, of course, but just like daylight out. It's kind of like the Terminator.
Well, if the moon's out, yeah, anybody can do that. But not in a pitch black room like I was just in.
Not pitch black. Look below those curtains.
There's ghost feet below the curtains.
Right, but there's light getting into the room. Oh, no, you're not getting this.
Let me go in there and write something down.
I'm talking about refractory period.
I'll write a number between 1 and 10. And if you can read it, then I'll believe you. How's that sound?
Why are you writing numbers? You ran into a chair.
I'm going to write a number on a big piece of paper.
You're trying to give me an eye test.
You say
in the dark.
You said that you can see in the dark, and it's horseshit.
All right, Rebel, read the bottom line. Easy 4K. Nope. You can't see. What the hell? You hit a chair. I'm just saying I can see big objects.
Okay, I'll make an obstacle course in there.
I feel like you get tired way before you're done.
I want you to navigate it.
It's going
to
be like one tissue paper on the floor because you're going to get sidetracked back there. All right, I'm ready for you. What the hell? There's one used tissue on the floor. Well, you saw it, so I guess you do have night vision.
Point proven.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Oh, because you used to be able to see on the golf course, which anybody can do.
I can see anywhere. I don't know, man. When the skies go dark, come get on my shoulders.
You ever make love on the golf course?
No.
I've never done that either.
I know people I have.
Mm-hmm. Like most people we know have.
Well, I know some I have. Well, yeah.
It was a real hot deal there for a while.
Apparently, because it seems like, yeah, I was living across from the golf course.
You just watch people have sex?
No. Apparently, they always went back to the dog leg.
Yeah.
Apparently, dog leg was always the hot item.
Yeah, 5 green.
You imagine being on 5 green, getting it on. I mean, the mosquitoes back there are the stuff of legend.
Hell's Kitchen.
So if you're back there just getting it on, we're on the wrong side for this anyway, but.
Probably not bad in the evenings though, right?
Your butt would be covered with mosquitoes. Right? Like you're just going to have itchy butt.
That's the itchiest butt.
And then you hear me. You can't see me, of course, because I'm driving around the golf course with no lights on.
But you can see them.
But I could see them, and then I had a gas cart, so they hear me move every once in a while to get a little closer. Pretty soon, when they shine their flashlight, I'm nosed up on the green, spraying bug spray on myself. They're covered. I don't know. That's just how I see it happen.
Well, did you actually used to watch people like pull back in there a lot?
No, I couldn't see that part from my house.
Oh, you can see everything else, but not that, huh?
Yeah, there were 2 holes I couldn't see.
5 and 6.
Yeah.
You can see 6 green.
I see part of 4. There's probably like 3 holes you couldn't see very well. Otherwise, yeah, I can see pretty much the whole course. Good location.
I don't see the appeal to having sex on the course.
I don't either. I never did it.
I guess, I mean, doing it once. I'd try it. It sounds fun. I'm in.
Just knowing how many mosquitoes live back there. For those of you who don't know, it's got a creek on one side of it. I mean,
the hole's got a creek on all sides.
The creek is like OB. I mean, that's how close to the green it is. And a drainage ditch on the left side of it, if you're on the north facing south.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to a peninsula back in there of water.
Yes.
And I know mosquitoes need stagnant water. There must be plenty around there because it's crazy.
Well, I think it fills that ditch up a little bit that goes back towards the house.
And that's the breeding ground.
Well, yeah, big dogs too.
I couldn't imagine trying to get romantic with just a constant swarm.
You don't have to make it romantic.
That's sad.
Are you romantic every time you?
I try to be.
Really?
Light a candle.
Do you light a candle?
Absolutely not.
Ever play music?
No. No, man. You?
I've played music before, of course.
But that's exciting.
When Allie and I were
as soon as you kick on the old jukebox, the feeling of dread just washes over your old lady. Oh, shoot.
When Allie and I were on our honeymoon, we went to Jamaica.
Oh, we're talking about the magic night.
Yeah, the magic night. Mm. And I just had Bob Marley playing on my phone. And
No Woman, No Cry.
jamming.
You just changed it to don't. No woman, don't cry. No woman, don't cry.
Jamming came on and we both couldn't quit laughing. That was magical.
You changed it to ramen.
Well, jamming works
too. We'd be ramen. I hope you like ramen too.
Jamming ramen.
We ramen.
No woman, don't cry.
I mean, he has several songs if you just change one word.
Have you watched this movie?
It walks you through a whole, no.
I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I bet it's awesome.
The documentary or a movie?
Well, they made a movie about him. I think it's just called Marley.
Like a motion picture.
Yes, like a motion picture. You know, kind
of. But not people telling the story of him like an actual scripted movie.
No, you know how they just made the movie about Elvis and one about Elton John and about Freddie Mercury? This one.
Elvis was a series.
No, it wasn't.
The Elvis one?
Yeah, where Tom Hanks was his road manager.
Wasn't there just an Elvis series out?
I don't know.
A year or two ago.
Don't get me lying to you.
I'm almost certain there was a several part series.
Well, he was pretty famous. They could have made a movie and a series about him.
That's true. He's king of rock and roll.
Some would say that.
Yeah.
You big Elvis fan?
I think Elvis kicked ass.
I like Elvis.
Yeah. Good voice.
Real good voice. Swivelly hips.
I really thought the Big Velvet was heading in that direction, and then he went off the rails.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. He's my Red Dirt recommendation for this week. His new song sucks, but I picked it.
Why?
Because I want everybody to have to hear it.
Why are you getting him spins, man? I don't know. I've about turned on old Big Velvet. He's just doing weird things
now. I think I'm about out. Well, it's all the drugs. He made some money, got on drugs. Things have taken a turn.
Well, just because you get on drugs don't mean you have to start making crappy music for college kids.
It's true. Look at Layne Staley.
He stayed on drugs.
Yeah, he kicked ass.
And made great music.
Some of the best, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few that have been into chains that would argue with that.
I don't know how you made it through the 90s without doing heroin.
Well, I did graduate the D.A.R.E. program.
Yeah.
I feel like that helped.
Yeah, we didn't have D.A.R.E. We had DEEP.
I'm not even going to ask what that is.
I don't remember what the acronym stood for. It was D-E-E-P instead.
Gee, me Christmas. Who was in charge of naming that? Some dude with a porn fetish.
Us kids going deep on each other. In each other. We're just getting deep.
Deep for life. What the hell?
I don't know.
Why didn't you just do D.A.R.E. like us?
We weren't in charge of it. It was sixth grade.
There always has to be some outlier. Just a standard D.A.R.E. program is fine. You don't need DEEP or sleep or peep or.
What was bullshit was the DEEP logo sucked.
Sure.
So I didn't get the black T-shirt with the lion on it.
I assume it's just some throck. Right.
It was just a throbber.
Right. Just a DEEP. Just stay off drugs.
It was a picture of a big hard dick and just said drugs are gay.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Which is. Is it though? If you're talking about drugs.
Drugs are not fine.
Do you remember what D.A.R.E. stands for?
Yeah. I think they've even changed it since. But in our day, it was Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
Oh, so I thought it was D. I won't do drugs. A. I won't have an attitude. R. I will respect myself. E. I am everything.
We gave every kid a God complex.
I don't remember what the E stood for.
Ours was Drug Abuse Resistance Education. But they did change the acronym. Because, once again, they couldn't leave well enough alone.
I will educate me now.
I thought you were everything.
I screwed that one up a little bit. But yes, I will educate me now.
And at the end of the D.A.R.E. program, when each one is everything, there's a final battle. And actually, you don't know till that day, but only one graduates.
He gave all the kids a God complex.
Only one graduates.
Oh, that's all. I'm lucky we didn't have it then.
Right. So they have to duel it out until there's one left.
What do you think the percentage of kids that graduated D.A.R.E. are that ended up doing drugs after that?
Relatively high. But with that said, there would be an education level on some of the effects of the more harmful drugs that I think definitely made an impact on me. Like, I knew right when I graduated D.A.R.E. that I didn't ever want to do methamphetamine.
Because
and I didn't ever want to do heroin.
Even though Lane Staley was on it?
Yeah, he died.
You think it was because the DARE program is why you didn't do meth and heroin? You don't think it's because it's not readily available?
Meth is readily available.
If you left here right now, you think you'd go find meth?
I assume within 5 minutes.
That's not bad.
Actually, I could walk to it. I assume within 100 yards.
You think so? In any direction?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, maybe not out in the middle of that field, but anywhere else.
Be close. Yeah. You might trip on somebody that's asleep out there.
No, I really do think it. I know it helped me. I have an addictive personality anyway.
You never tried marijuana, right?
No way, man.
That's you pass on grass?
I'm dare, baby.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Which marijuana is legal in Missouri now.
Yeah.
But, you know, some habits just die hard, and dare dies hard with me. But no, it definitely kept me from ever even trying hard drugs.
Well, good.
Now, it doesn't have that effect on everybody, obviously.
I mean, yeah.
Like, you have to have a good head on your shoulders, too, and realize this is a risk-reward. Yeah, this methamphetamine may make me feel really good, but then I've seen these people that tried it once and then again and then again and then pretty soon they're meth heads, and I don't want to be like them.
I'm just
out there twerking in the middle of the parking lot looking for scrap.
But don't you think that, I mean, even if you hadn't listened to Oliver the opioid tiger or whatever his name was, Lion, that...
Lion, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if you hadn't have gone through that program, you probably still wouldn't have done heroin?
Probably not, yep. Or meth.
Or meth.
But you never know. All I can say, I'm going to chalk it up to the program because I think it's a great program and I hope they keep it around. So I'm going to say it's all because of the program.
Okay. You've been through the program.
Put me through the ringer. They turned me out.
You want to give them some music so we get to the other side?
Turned out by Dare. You were turned out by Deep.
Yeah.
Just the throcker on
I don't, it. And I don't have that damn shirt anymore either because when we were in sixth grade, we all got in trouble because we were supposed to, it was Tarkio, Rockport, and Fairfax, and they gave all of us a Sharpie, and we were supposed to go around and sign our names on everybody's shirt.
That's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, but we just drew a bunch of hard dicks.
Because it's deep.
On all the shirts, so then they, any shirt that had a dick on it, they took away, which was almost every shirt.
That's why we can't have shirts, guys. Well, that's probably when they renamed it. You might have been the last class called Deep.
We are the first and last.
Well, yeah, it was a terrible name.
I'm not the one that named it. I'm sorry. I'm going to see if I can't. I wonder if
we had the lion mascot, so I assume you just had like a big cock and balls.
Yeah.
It's a big pillowy cock and balls that walked around.
It was a big throbber. But the suit was kind of old, so it always looked flaccid.
Right, and the balls went clear down the ground, so the guy had to penguin walk.
I don't think we had a mascot. Deep drug program.
Oh, goodness. You're just going to see people that are deep in it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm in a pretty deep drug program right now.
I'm not really finding
anything. I just robbed my grandma.
I'm not finding anything real good.
This week on Red Dirt Recommendations.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Coming off the Patreon wire, Shane Bartles wanted to hear Country Club by Travis Tritt.
I'm a member of the Country Club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk the roadside pub. I'm a member.
Travis Tritt was
great choice.
Yeah.
I love Travis Tritt.
It's not my favorite Travis Tritt song, but it's certainly a great song. It's probably Travis Tritt had some hits.
It's probably not in my top 12 Travis Tritt songs.
No, but it fits right in perfectly because it's a good song.
Are you a member of the country club?
Yeah, country music's what I love.
Drive an old Ford pickup truck?
Yeah.
This week, for my Red Dirt recommendation, it's one I told you I had to play because it's so bad. You have to hear it. Hot Damn by Paul Cawthon.
Here I am, hot damn. A two-stepping daddy and a two-tone caddy, hot damn. Here I am, hot damn.
shot Sally through the alley in a black Trans Am. Here I am, hot damn.
Hot damn, that's bad.
Have you listened to it yet?
No.
A bad song.
I'm sure it is. That's just that's the mode he's in now. Like, he has actively made a decision to make only bad music.
Well, I don't know why you do something like that.
Well, whatever he's on right now has certainly unlocked something in his brain that should have just stayed locked up. Whatever.
He just does a lot of blow, though, right?
I don't know. I'm not friends with him. Don't even know him. I don't know what he does. He always looks, his hair's always blown straight up, and I don't know. Looks like he doesn't see much sun anymore.
Yeah, I think he's going through a real dark place, or in a dark place.
Making that kind of music.
I don't know that he went through deep.
No.
It's just a pillowy cock and balls.
What a mascot. And to wrap up Red Dirt Recommendations, also off the Patreon wire, Reed Renfro, our local lizard, he wants to hear Taken for a Fool by Dylan Ault.
Had a dream of getting better for me, and I don't need you in the picture, I don't need you in anything but getting me over. I don't ever want to see you crawling back to me. I'd rather run a fever of 103, live my final day inside a killing machine. I don't ever want to be what you want me to be.
It's a good song.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
You like it?
Oh, I'll have to check it out. Oh, man, I found it.
Thanks, Road Lizard.
Thanks, bud. This was it.
Yeah.
That was the deep one. Actually, I was trying to find the one. Have you seen the cock and balls that's on the bicycle? It's real limp looking. It's a guy pedaling a bike.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'll try to find it for you later.
I can't wait.
Okay, take us to the other side.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up our freeloader side. We hope we gave you just enough of a tasty teaser that you want to join us on the other side if you're not already doing so. How do you do that? Well, why are you snapping me right now?
I'm trying to find that for you. I don't need to listen to this.
Well, it says you're actively typing me.
I am.
We're 2 feet away. Stop it. Anyway, guys, if you want to join us on the other side where all the magic happens, all the fun stuff, where we can use some little more R-rated words. Some would even say X-rated.
Misspelled bicycle.
You're going to have to give that Patreon app some information. Pick a tier, any tier, at the Looking Glass podcast site. And then that's it. You're signed up. Quit snapping me.
Look, open that. This is what they made us kids watch.
Porn?
No, that went around the gym. We had to watch that for 15 minutes straight.
That's very sad looking. Limp penis on a bicycle. I'm sorry you had to go through that. It's amazing all you guys aren't just addicted to drugs. It was that just hardcore.
The teacher's like, come on, guys, clap. It was super awkward for us.
Clap. It's the only way the blower works on that thing. It runs off noise. So you start clapping a little and it starts going up just a bit. Hard. Then you stop clapping and it falls right back down to a floppy.
Oh, God.
Anyway, guys, we got to get out of here so we can be ourselves. So we're going to the other side. Hope you come with us.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
Sailor from the sea. Brandy
finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy,